This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Dan Feleroff. I am a end user adoption and enablement consultant focusing primarily in the technology space.
Dan, how are you involved with user adoption?
Well, in many different facets. Normally, the circumstances are around an ERP implementation, a technology implementation. So SAP, for example, typically large organizations want to consolidate their systems and simplify things and standardize process. So they'll implement an ERP system. And part of that equation, obviously, is the people side, right? Traditionally speaking, when organizations enter into that type of implementation, there's a lot of focus on the technology itself, maybe 90% on the data, on the configuration, on everything that goes into the technology side of the implementation. And a lot of times the people side, the users, and in terms of what's changing for them and what they need to do is secondhand, at least on the first pass. I use the analogy a lot that you build the space shuttle, but you don't train the astronauts. How far is the space shuttle going to go? And the answer is not very far. So my involvement is to make sure that the people side of the equation is covered. And that involves communication. It involves formal change management processes. It involves, obviously, training of the end users to ensure that when the system goes live, that they're not just able to use the system, but they're able to use the system to the expectations, right? So there's a return on investment that's expected, as part of these implementations and installs. If it's process improvement, if it's, increased profitability, all of those things that are looked at and are considered, if the system's in and the system's working, but the people don't know how to use the system, they're not going to achieve those results. So I help to make sure that there's awareness of what's happening, that the desire is there, that there's some momentum behind what's coming. Traditionally, people get a little nervous when you tell them that the tool that they were using for 25, 30 years is going away and there are brand new tools that they're going to have to learn and they're going to have to use. It's often perceived, at least initially, it has a bit of a negative context to it. And part of the job of the end user adoption consultant is to get some positive momentum going around that. So we work on building that momentum. And then there's the education piece, very basic knowledge, what's coming, what are the benefits, and then working all the way through to the very technical side, the point and click and using the tool. And changes in process that are going to occur, changes in the roles and responsibilities in some cases that are going to occur. And then again, to make sure from the beginning of the implementation through to the end of the implementation that the users are part of the process, that they're comfortable with the change that's occurring. And when it's time to go live with the new system, that they're prepared to use the tool.
Dan, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
A lot of the emphasis is put on the technology itself, and you've got to gain that momentum around the people. There's, in a lot of cases, again, very system focused. So organizations that are just initially embarking on implementations, they think that the system's going to be all and end all to everything. So from a change impact standpoint, you'll look at business process development and some of the blueprinting that's done as part of the implementations. In a lot of cases, initially, you'll see the tool. And the focus is on the tool. When the reality is the tool is being plugged into an overall process that includes manual steps, that includes decision points. I mentioned, some role and responsibility changes. And very often, implementations are challenged by the fact that those things aren't necessarily drawn out. So users might know what buttons to click on, but they may not know when. They may not know what the inputs are, what the catalysts are for what they need to do. So there's, you know, you've got to be very careful about a broader awareness, not just the focus on the point and click and the technology itself. From a success standpoint, when these things are installed and implemented successfully, and the data is migrated appropriately, the technology is structured appropriately, the tool is configured, and the people know how to use it, it does exactly what it says it's going to do. You're going to see process gains in efficiency in process. You're going to see gains in communication from different areas of the organization. And again, you know, if everything lines up the way that it's supposed to line up, organizations that go through these and implementations and take these steps, they do get exactly what they paid for.
Dan, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Make sure that it's front and center. Make sure that the training team has a seat at the table from the beginning of the implementation. Don't make it an afterthought. In some cases, if you're 3 or 4 weeks out from go live and you're scrambling, trying to figure out how to get, in some cases, 5,000-6,000 people trained, it's part of the flow of the implementation from the very beginning. The change management resources, the training resources should be part of the process from the very beginning and should have a seat at the table. Clear communications in terms of what's happening. You know, whisper down the alley is a common theme that you'll see within large organizations. If the communication is not handled appropriately, people become concerned that they may lose their job or they're not going to be able to keep up with the change. They're not going to be able to handle the new tool. There's a level of anxiety that comes along with these, which can very easily be offset by, you know, clear, controlled, concise communication from the very beginning.
And Dan, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
ProSci, from a change management standpoint, is probably the industry leader in terms of change management. They've got a very comprehensive program that follows what they use. It's called the ADCAR model. It's an acronym. It stands for awareness, desire, knowledge, ability, and reinforcement. So basically the five phases that you have to go through in terms of bringing the people along for the ride, so to speak. They need to be aware of what's coming. They need to have the desire to be successful in implementing. They need to have knowledge of what the tool is going to do. They need to be able to use the tool. And then there's reinforcement, right? At the end of the day, you know, you go live with a system of this magnitude. That's not the end of the program. That's really the beginning of the program. So, you know, you'll find gains in efficiencies. You'll adjust some of the processes that you're using and fine tune things, you know, and just work on a continuous improvement model. So ProSci is a very good resource from a change management perspective. You know, from the training standpoint, there are a number of different training organizations that are out there that specialize in training development around systems, partners with SAP, partners with JD Edwards, et cetera. So a number of different organizations that work in that space and that practice.
Well, thanks, Dan.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.